Right, hello everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of the Repti Chat podcast. Thanks everybody again for joining. Just want to say first of all, big thank you to everyone that supported from the last episode. It was a lot more popular than I was expecting to be to start off, so that's great. But whilst I'm in the process of saying thank you, if you could all do me a favour, if you're watching on YouTube, go and give us a subscribe, thumbs up and leave a comment. That would be brilliant. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, anywhere like that, please go and give us a rating as well, as it really helps the algorithms push us. If you're not already, we are also on Instagram, so that's at RepliChat. So again, that would be really helpful just to help get the podcast going. Whilst I am on the topic of promoting the podcast, in the description on YouTube, and I think in the description of all the audio platforms as well, there is a link to, I can't remember what it's called, a link tree, I think it's Linktree, and in there you'll find a few different ways to support the podcast as well. So there's an Amazon wish list, there's a thing called Buy Me a Coffee where you can donate the cost of a coffee, and it just goes to help sort of keeping the podcast going. I know I'm on only episode 2, but chuck it there. And also, there are some sponsorship opportunities. So if it is something that interests you either now or in the future, just slip me a DM on Instagram and we can discuss that. But that's enough of that. Let's get into the fun stuff. So today we have a couple of friends of mine. We've been friends for a while now. But I'm not going to tell you anymore. We're just going to introduce them and then I'll let them do the talking. So without any further ado, let's say hello to S and J Royals. Hello.
Hello.
So you can hear me all right? Everything's working fine?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Very good. So how are we both, first of all?
Not too bad.
Yeah, good. Nice. Yeah. So obviously I know you, but for those that don't know you, can we introduce you with your names and your Instagram shout-outs? And where you are in the world as well.
I am S of S and J Royals. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jason. We're all on Instagram on S and J Royals. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah. And obviously, you're from Wales. So whereabouts in Wales are you from?
Little Valley in Blaengarol.
Fantastic. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that. So I just, that's brilliant. We like a bit of Welsh.
I'm Welsh, but I'm ashamed to say I can't speak a lot of Welsh.
Well, that's, to be honest, many Welsh people speak Welsh.
So, so.
The further down you go, the worse it is.
Right, so if you have listened before, hopefully you listened to the last one. To get us going, we're going to start with the get to know you question. So this is just a quick fire round. I'll ask you a few questions and then just quickest answer, and that'll get to know you for us and for the audience as well. So, first reptile.
Tarantula.
Mine was a ball python.
Nice. Favourite ball python morph in your collection?
Got to be Paid.
Is that both of you?
What's yours?
I don't know.
Probably an OD.
No, I would.
Highway, yeah, I'm a big fan. money, no object. What morph would you buy?
Sunset.
So nice, yeah. Most overrated morph?
Clown. I've got to say it. It is.
No,
I'm
with you on that. I'm 100% with you on that. I'm glad you said it.
I just had to say it.
I couldn't agree more. Most underrated morph.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
So we got a mocker, and I seem to love mocker, but there's just none about.
To be fair, I can't say I've ever seen any more mocker apart from the mocker that you guys have.
There's a few on morph market, but nothing compared to
definitely not a popular one anyway.
No.
Okay, right, and then moving on away from the reptiles for a second and just to get a little bit more to get to know you. These are simple, like yes or no's, but obviously the answers aren't yes or no. So beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Mountains.
Sun or snow?
Sun.
Sun.
Vacation or staycation?
Staycation.
Yeah.
Night in or night out?
Night in.
Night in.
Early bird, night owl, or permanently exhausted pigeon?
Permanently exhausted pigeon.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a running theme with that last one. I think most people are going to be saying that. Brilliant. So that's the get to know you section. Hopefully, I know you a little bit better than I did. I think I know you quite well anyway. And then the listeners as well have got to know you a little bit better. So moving away from that, we are going to just dive straight into you guys. So tell me, how and when did you get your first reptile, or when did you first start to get into reptiles?
About 3.5 years ago,
yeah.
We started with one ball python. It was the 6 weeks holidays. Kids we'd been watching snakes all 6 weeks holidays.
Yeah.
And Jason had a week off and he was watching it with them. He's like, oh, I wouldn't mind one. So we started with one and now go 32.
Yeah, they're addicted, aren't they? Hello.
Right, go downstairs. Go on.
What sort of things were you watching during those 6 weeks? Were you watching like Brian Barchek, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Snake Discovery, they were watching a lot of.
Okay, yeah.
And then I got on to Brian Barchek, yeah. Didn't I?
Yeah. He's a big
Billy as well, then.
Yep.
What was that?
And then we started watching Gavin's, didn't we?
Yeah. Royal, what was that like? Royal BP or something like that? Can't remember.
There's a lot of them, to be fair. It's easy. You can go down a rabbit hole on YouTube very quickly of like reptiles in no like specificity. That's not a word, I just made that up. So that's it. And obviously, you've got kids as well as they're jumping in the background there. So, how many kids have you got?
3 girls.
Yeah, and are they interested in the reptiles as well?
They love them.
Yeah, or do they get stuck in as you guys?
Yeah, whatsoever with the kids, which I find lush. They're just so
hands-on,
straight in.
That's good. Do they help with like the feeding and the cleaning and stuff as well?
Cleaning and changing waters, yes. Feeding.
That's all down to me.
That's his job.
Is that because you enjoy it the most, or is that because you don't trust the kids?
I wouldn't trust the kids, and I'm petrified of feeding.
That's fine.
I feed the hatchlings.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
To be fair, they can make you jump, but my daughter is... She's 12 and she's just started helping me with some of the feedings, but she knows which ones she can feed and which ones she needs to stand 6 foot away in case the snakes come launching out the tubs.
Well, yeah, we fed last night and they were like, oh, I want to do it. You open that tub and half of hours now with breeding season, they're just straight out.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. I've got Esma, my daughter. She's using the hook, so she pulls the tubs out for me because that way she's still sort of involved, but she's not anywhere near them really. So it's good. It's nice to have something you can share with the kids as well, isn't it?
I think that's something we need to invest in. Is it a hook?
Honestly, they're very handy. I when I got it, I was like, I'll get it, but I don't think I'll ever need it.
Yeah,
I'll be using it more often than not now, just because it might takes that extra risk factor out.
Yeah, with short arms as well. I think they're very good.
That's brilliant. So, have the kids got anything, any reptiles themselves, or is it all just the snakes for you guys? Or
our oldest got a leopard gecko.
Oh, brilliant! And how long has she had that for?
Since Christmas.
Oh, okay, quite new. How's she getting on with it? All right.
Yeah, she takes it out now. Walks around the house with it.
Yeah, just has it on her shoulder like a parrot.
Well, no, she holds it in her hands.
Okay.
She thinks it'll fall off if she puts it on her shoulder.
Yeah. No, that's really good. It's good. It's nice when they can all get involved in it, isn't it? So you said about 3.5 years ago you started, and you obviously went from one to about, so you say 32, 33. How long from having the first one to the second one? Because I find once you've got two,
but
sometimes that 1 to 2 gap can be like a good 6 months or so at least. Or was it?
I bought for his birthday, so it was the end of September.
Yeah. What was the first one, sorry?
Only a normal.
Okay.
Just, you know, get us into it and see how we went.
Yeah.
I was petrified. I couldn't touch it, hold it or anything. But after about 4 weeks then, you started looking. And then we bought our second one in the October.
Yep.
Yeah. That came down from Crystal Palace, that did.
And then it just went downhill from there.
It does. It's a slippery slope and you go pretty quickly when you get going.
We made the mistake of, oh, I like that, let's buy that. Yeah. I like that one, let's buy that one. And we just jumped in without looking into the morphs and what it would make when they grow up.
Yeah, but when you started buying them, obviously to get more than one, were you ever planning on breeding or were you just getting them because you went, oh, I like that, let's have another one?
No,
or
we were just buying them for the sake of buying them.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't, I know some people go, oh yeah, I bought them without looking into what I was breeding. But I think when you start out, if you're not ever planning on breeding, or if at the time you're not planning on breeding, you don't care what the genes are. You go, oh, I like that one, it's pretty.
Yeah. I don't look at genes. I look at, oh my gosh, that's a pretty snake. I like that. Yeah. Let's have it.
Yeah, which is really easy to do.
It's like our hatching clutch now. We've just hatched six babies. And I love just straight Mojave in there. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. Mojave is probably my favourite gene. So when did you guys decide that you were going to go from pet keepers, so to speak, to all let's have a go at breeding? Was it quite a quick thing, or
it was about a year into it? We try with one clutch. So we done, what was the pairing on that?
Pastel and she'd do a pinstripe.
Okay.
So she had six eggs.
Yeah.
We lost three during incubation, three hatched, two died out of the egg.
Yeah.
And then when we assist fed for 40 weeks.
Yeah. Which for a first clutch is pretty intense, really.
Yeah. I'm glad that it went that way.
Yeah. So you got because the experience.
It was a big learning curve to school with. And we had all the crap to go with it what we can expect later on, and we'd dealt with it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I remember obviously talking to you guys whilst you were going through that as well. And it's fair to say, I think your first couple of years have been pretty hard going.
Oh, this year last year was hard.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you can make it through that, then you're pretty set for the future. So, obviously, that first clutch you guys had was not the best, let's say.
No.
Let's talk about the season after that. How did that
go? Last year's season, we'd done three pairings. We'd done a pinstripe to a pied, a butter to a banana Mojave, and a savannah to a mocha. So, but Savannah wasn't showing any signs of building, nothing. So we were like, right, we're stopping pairing. So we ended up then with the two clutches. Eight eggs, I think they both laid. One full clutch died about 2 weeks into incubation.
Yeah.
The second clutch then, we had one egg survive, hatch out, and die coming out of the egg. So last year's season was just a write-off.
I
think that was our incubator as well.
We only had a poly box incubator. And I went out with a friend to get coffee and I cadged a big drinks fridge.
Yeah.
From a cafe.
It is behind us.
Yeah.
So your third clutch from is your Savannah to Mocha. Did you incubate that in the incubator behind you?
So that was in the incubator behind us. We done it, Gavin.
We done everything,
The egg boxes he uses, the substrate he uses, even down to the egg trays.
Yeah.
Put it in on, I think it was 88.5.
Yep.
And they started pipping on day 53.
Perfect. And so far, touch wood, you've had no issues with those at all?
Nothing. No. They hatched out within 2 days, shed out within a week. They were feeding within 2 weeks and constantly feeding out.
So perfect clutch for that one then. So yeah. I only took three bad ones, and then we get a spot on one.
Yeah. Well,
you learn from your mistakes, yeah. I find.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, it's difficult as well, especially like when you're doing it on a budget when you first start, obviously the internet goes, use a Polybox incubator.
Yeah.
And they seem so straightforward.
Yeah.
But they never are. And like I've used them, my first two clutches when I first started breeding when I was, oh, that was a long time ago. So 2009, 2010. So, well, I was still living at home. I must have been, how old was I? 16, 17, maybe. And I had two clutches of eggs again. Back then, the idea was you use a poly box, but there's no lid on it. And you have water underneath, and you have an aquarium heater in there, and that warms the water up. And it was a nightmare. And I had three clutches, all three clutches, they all went full term. Every single baby came out, and they were all in, like, so kinked. It was unbelievable. And, like, all of them had to be, like, euthanized. And I think I was 16, 17, that was killer for me because I was like, I was so excited. Like, obviously, it's no different. You're just as excited. But I brought, like, this life into the world, and then, oh my God, look at the state of them. I've got to put them all down.
Yeah.
But I think, like you said, once you've had that horrible experience and you learn from that experience, going forward, even if you get like one bad egg in the future, you're gonna know, oh, that's okay, I know what to do with it, or I know how to deal with it. And like you said, you had an assist feed for 40 weeks as well, so you're probably
I wouldn't say it was daunting, because no matter what we tried switching her back to paper towel, putting her on Repti chip, she just would not strike at anything.
Yeah.
And then one night, we defrosted rat, and he'd give her the wrong size rat, and she took it straight away.
Was it a bigger one or a smaller one?
A bigger one.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. She striked at it. She'd taken it. So what have you given her then? And I showed her, I was like, you're only going to give her the wrong size. I was like, oh, well, then. Never mind.
She obviously wanted a big meal, and that was just the ticket.
Yeah.
Well, that was, she had enough of being assist fed. I mean, 40 weeks is a long time, isn't
it? Yeah.
So, have you still got that one, or is she gone now?
No, she's gone now.
Yeah, she's gone to a friend, or?
No, we sold it on Freelev.
Yeah.
Free ads, one or the other.
Okay. So, have you heard anything about, have you heard any updates from her since she's gone, or is that she's gone and that's her?
No, I did ask her to keep in contact, but she hasn't.
They don't always. I've got a few people that I've sold to in the past. They go, yeah, yeah, I'll keep in contact.
And, close the door, please.
Bless them. I want to be on YouTube. It's exciting.
Oh.
I don't mind. It's honestly, it's fine. We've all got kids. Obviously, you said you got into reptiles. I know I'm back and forthing a bit, but I know you got into reptiles in those 6 weeks of summer holidays a few years ago. Was it lockdown or pre-lockdown? I can't remember.
Pre-lockdown.
Pre-lockdown. So,
no, it wasn't. It was pre-lockdown.
It was summer 2019 going into lockdown at Christmas. Yeah.
It wasn't lockdown.
It was just September before we got locked down in March.
Yeah.
And if you remember,
before watching your videos on YouTube with the kids and stuff, was there any interest in reptiles or just exotics in general? I heard you said you had a tarantula in the past. Was that before this?
I wouldn't let the tarantula come in my house. when we first got together and he said, I got a tarantula, I said, well, you better sell it because it's not coming in the house. And now I'm 32 snakes.
So there might be a chance you could slip a tarantula in later.
Definitely not.
No. I do like scorpions.
Yeah,
one of them either.
Scorpions or the dart frogs.
Yeah, I really like dart frogs.
But go where I am at the moment, and
stick to what you know, innit?
Yeah.
We didn't know these before we started, and look where we are now.
Yeah, it's true. It's fine. There's plenty of years for expanding still.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you've got a nice little rack behind you there. What are you using? Is it a JVK?
It's a JVK, yeah.
Yeah, and how are you, obviously before that you had DIY racks, didn't you?
Yeah.
We had wardrobes with
really useful
boxes in.
Yeah.
Like IKEA Billy bookcase sort of wardrobe things.
No, just a normal wardrobe.
Yeah. No, that's
and then the boxes slid in then sideways.
And they all had the lid on as well.
Yeah. So it is the old photos of our old racks are on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go back and have a good dive later. So obviously the change from your homemade racks to the rack behind you, how are you finding it?
Brilliant.
Oh, so much easier.
Feeding responses through the roof.
Yeah, that's right.
With this rack behind us, feeding response is...
Yeah, made a massive difference.
Oh, a hell of a difference. Hell of a difference.
I know. How are you finding like balancing the temperatures and stuff in there? Has it got a thermostat for just one rack or is it...
The top one and the bottom one are on a dual thermal.
Okay.
It's just constantly boiling in, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bad thing, though, is it?
No.
You just come in, we're feeling a bit chilly, chuck a hoodie on and go in the snake room for a bit.
The snake room. with that and the Viv going,
it's just
a constantly warm room.
No, our living room's the same. Like I've got the chameleon behind me and we've got the tortoises and then over there some cresties as well. So the living room, I don't think that we've ever turned the radiator on in here since the reptiles moved in.
You normally bring your clothes up, you have to do the dry end, don't you?
Yeah. You've got to get the areas in there, especially this time here. Come on. Raise the humidity a little bit.
Yeah.
What sort of substrate are you using at the moment? Obviously, people have different opinions on what they're using.
What was the one Gavin had before Vapor?
Repti Block, I think he had.
Right, it was one of the Repti somethings.
Yeah.
We have got Vapor bed in you.
Vapor bed in, yeah, the tray. Yeah, which will be the next lot to go in now, they will.
Yeah.
When we do a deep clean.
Deep clean, now we do one.
It won't be long now.
Next month.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. So, yeah, I use the RepuBlock, which I think is the stuff I've had before I used Viper. And it was, there's hardly any difference at all. Apart from the fact that Viper bedding is easy to get hold of at the moment, which doesn't seem you can get anything else anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I just give Boss Rat a ring and sort it out with them.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm quite lucky. My boss is a Viper bedding distributor as well, so I can just get a ring and go, can you bring one to work?
Yeah.
So, no, it works really, really well. We're starting a new season. Mine have been pairing already. Are your plans, or how are you getting on with the season so far this year?
Well, we've had a few locks. We've made a butter to a banana mystic hen, and she ovulated one day last week.
Was he banana mystic hen?
Hen, right.
Something else as well. Hang on, I'll find out now.
Yeah, no worries. It's hard to remember half of them. I have to have them written down all the time.
Glasses.
But she's ovulated already.
Ovulated. So we've got a fire ghost then who's been paid to a banana Mojave.
Nice.
She's just gone into shed. So I'm assuming it's her pre-ovy shed.
Yeah.
Then we've got a pewter het TSK. Paired with a GHI pastel het TSK.
Nice.
So fingers crossed we prove the hets out on those.
Yeah. Are they 100% hets? Are they POS hets?
100%
hets.
Yeah. But it's always a relief when they actually prove themselves out. Yeah.
We've paired the mocha to our special.
Yeah.
Het G stripe once. And she's looking awful chunky at the minute.
Sometimes it only takes one go.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm in an hour in a way this going.
Yeah.
The wait and see job.
That's exciting that way. So is that 4 clutches you're hoping for this year then?
Well,
yeah,
4, maybe 3.
3, well, more than likely.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's a nice manageable amount of, if they all go, it's a manageable amount of patches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's only going to be the 2 bananas that will go.
Yeah, okay. And are you still paying the other ones at the moment, or have you decided?
Yeah, we paid in, still paid in the, well.
Well, the end to
TSK, we've just started.
Yeah, they've only
it.
Had one lock.
Okay.
So we only put them together this month.
Yeah.
We haven't bothered them.
We're going to wait then for Luna to shed and possibly put, oh, look at me, the Luna. I named my dates. You have to apologize.
Right, man, I've got names.
We've all got names.
Yeah.
The Fire Ghost. We're going to wait for her to shed now. Yeah. And possibly to see if we can get one more lock out of those.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do with the special, whether to just leave it now or put him back with her.
Yeah, it's sort of what you want to do. I know a lot of people this year have reduced the amount of pairings they're doing because of the way it's like the market seems to be going at the moment. But I think it's down to personal preference, isn't it? I'm pairing 9 pairings this year. And I'm hoping to keep something from all of them. So I'm not just going like, oh, I'll pair those and then I'll hopefully flog them.
But yeah, we're hoping the middle one wants a banana fire.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to hit one for her.
Fingers crossed. If not, I've just paired my banana fire female up with a couple of boys. So I'll slide into your DMs if I need to.
But we'll see what these clutches bring.
Yeah, definitely. It's exciting anyway, isn't it? I'd be just as excited if I hit 10 normals. Like, I'm hoping for pides, but I just like seeing healthy baby snakes.
Well, I'm hoping for pides, but none of mine are up to size yet. I'm getting.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That means next year they'll be even bigger.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I got a lovely little pied collection going here now. So
yeah, I know. Every time you send me a message, you're like, "Whoops, what have I got this time? Oh, is it something hit pied?" Yeah,
a hit pied on the weekend.
Yeah.
Highway. She's absolutely evil.
That's good though. I bet she eats really well.
She does. She's only a baby. But she is evil. It's only me, though. If I go in there, I was changing waters Thursday, opened it up, about 3 or 4 times she went for me. He opened it up, took her out. She just sat in his hand chilling.
Maybe it's a perfume or something like that.
I didn't think I had perfume on.
Hormones, I put it down to.
Yeah, quite possibly. Who knows?
Yeah, but the boy is the same, though.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Well, no, Mo.
Oh, Mo, yeah, Jeffrey. We call him Jeffrey. That's his nickname for Jeffrey Dahmer.
Because he's
another psycho.
As soon as you open that tub, he's just there, straight at you.
Yeah,
but it's only the highways. All the other ones, I can go in, move them around, pick them up. They don't,
okay.
Also, it's just like,
I wonder if it's something to do with the genes. I know that clowns are supposed to be relatively feisty when it comes to food.
We had a male clown and he was so docile.
Well, in which case, I have no idea.
he was really dopey.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. Unless you just know the one. It might have been a Justin's video that they were saying clowns are generally quite good feeders.
He was a tidy feeder, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a tidy feeder.
Yeah.
He was.
Just chill when there was no food around. That's what you want, really, though, isn't it?
He was stupid.
The highway and the gravel we got. It's put your fingers in at your own peril.
Yeah, nice.
A lot of them, though, are like that now. I think because most of the females we got now are hitting like the 1,000, the kilo mark.
Yeah.
So they're just like straight on food. You open that tub, they're out to you.
Yeah.
So it's like open at your own peril on a feeding day.
It sounds like you need to invest yourselves in a hook.
Yeah, that's what.
I just let Jason do the feeding because he can get bitten then.
Yeah.
Is it?
But he's never has been bitten.
No, not even by Hatchling.
No.
To be honest, no. I think the fear of getting bitten is worse than actually getting bitten.
Like, I've had quite a few tags.
Yeah.
I've had one literally bite onto my thumb, coil me, and can't get it off.
Yeah. And how did you find that? Was it as painful as you're expecting it to be? Or?
No. Not at all. I think it's just more the shock of it actually happening.
Yeah, I agree. I got bitten by one last weekend, and I had to get my wife to remove some teeth out of my hand. But
I did see that.
Yeah,
it was pathetic. I had like the tiniest little pinprick of blood. I was like, I've been bitten, I'm gonna die. It didn't actually hurt at all. I think the only thing that makes you jump is like obviously the force. It's like being flicked.
Yeah.
So that makes you go, oh, but the actual bite itself off these anyway.
I've had them butt me, but that's as far as it goes. Like,
yeah,
he's just not tasty enough.
Yeah, I was bitten by a baby Aki's monitor in a pet shop once, and that hurt more than being bitten by a royal. And that it literally, it was like this big. It was like maybe 6 inches long, and it held on to my hand for like 4 minutes, and it was just twisted and like, oh, it was bad blood coming out of my hand. I was like, can anyone go get the lizard off me, please? But yeah, no, that was funny. Anyway, talking about feeding, what's your sort of feeding routine? Are we talking frozen thawed, I presume?
Yeah.
And we have rice, mats, rice pulses.
Yeah. Drop boss right a message and just go pick it up, Ben. In all fairness to them, can't fold them.
And are you feeding rats or Maltese or combination of both?
Rats and...
They have the occasional Maltese.
Yeah.
If one of the males goes up, we know a few males, if they go off food and we offer them a Maltese, they'll go back on the rats.
Yeah.
But we tend to just feed the rats.
Yeah, I'm the same. So mine are predominantly fed rats, but occasionally I get a fussy one, and they all seem to eat Maltese. Last year I had a few fussy girls that would only eat Maltese, and I found once they'd laid, that first food offering after they'd laid their clutch was a rat, and then since then they've been absolutely smashing rats.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
So we fed last night, really poor last night. I think we wasted like 4 rats.
Yeah, it's annoying.
But when we first started, obviously, we made the mistake of, right, we've got 32 snakes, that's 32 rats we've got to pull out.
Yeah.
But we've learned from that. We're like, right, well, if they don't eat, this one can have it.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And so we only pull a certain amount now.
Yeah. So do you do like a split feed? So like you'll feed, say, 15 on this day. And then
we'll defrost more then.
Yeah. And that, do you find that reduces the waste quite a lot, does it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. That's really good. Where are we? So obviously you've got quite, although you're in Wales and they're sort of in the middle of nowhere to an extent, you have got quite inspirational people quite close to you as well. So you've been over to Dave Davies a few times, I believe.
Oh, we lived in Davies. We went down there on the weekend and come back with 4.
Yeah. So how is it having someone, obviously, with that much experience and such a massive collection just down the road, so to speak?
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous and it's an inspiration to have.
Yeah. So, obviously, how has he been quite helpful being down on the road, like with any, like, I presume, like, sexing and things, or are you sexing?
Oh, yeah. We took the babies down. That's originally what we went down there for, was to get the babies sexed.
Yeah.
We went down there with 6 babies and come back with 10.
So, and was it planned at all that you might be bringing something home, or was that just pure?
We planned on bringing one.
Yeah.
We planned, you know, we had
it wasn't planned by you. It was planned by me.
He had his, like, an eye on the field, and he was like, "We're going down there. He's got this there. We're going to get one." I was like, "Whatever." And then I seen the highway head pies, and I was like, "Ooh, I like that one. That'd go good. That would go good with my highway, the house, and his head pie."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Go have it then."
Yeah, I seen an asphalt inchy, and I was like, yeah, that'll go with my gravels and the yellow bellies as well for the highways and everything. Yeah, so that'll do. That signed the ticket for that one, like.
Yeah, no. And then you came away with an extra one that you weren't expecting as well.
Yeah, we came on with a genetic stripe.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It must be so nice to have him just down the road as well. So when he gets started.
And he's really good as well. Like, we take the kids down there. Yeah. And he's really good with the kids as well.
That's brilliant. And does he get, do you, well, I've never been, obviously, but are you going into, like, his facility, or are you sort of like, oh, we're coming down, can we have a look?
He will, he offer us, he's got six sheds out back. So we go down the sheds and he'll take the kids down. Kids can have a look what's in there. They ask him all sorts of questions.
Yeah, I bet. To be fair, I would as well. It's like being a kid in the candy shop, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. It's a good place to go, but it's dangerous.
Yeah. So it's one of those places to leave your bank card at home.
He takes PayPal as well, I think.
There you go. So there's no escape.
No.
Have you seen any of the Autumn Sun stuff?
Oh, yeah. The
Autumn Sun stuff is stunning. He showed us the
calico.
Autumn Sun.
Yeah, I saw him post that on Instagram a couple of days ago.
Oh, much better in person.
Oh my God, it's amazing. I really want to get some Autumn Sun at some point in my life.
I look, might have to start saving.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I can save. I've got children. We can sell them if I need to.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't it be good? Wouldn't it be good if we could actually sell them?
I know.
Part exchange them for snakes.
Yeah, I'm not sure my wife would like that.
On a no return basis.
Yeah. Oh dear. No,
it's to go down David's, it's mental.
Yeah. I imagine it is quite overwhelming to start with, to be fair.
Yeah,
the very first time we went there. You obviously...
I went on my own, didn't I, the first time I went down.
All the sheds and everything. You walk in and it's just like, oh my gosh, where'd you start? You're like floor to ceiling.
And it's just, what are you going to think of? He's got it there somewhere.
Yeah.
Whether it's further up in the sheds or in with the Archlands, it's there.
Yeah,
there is a lot there. An awful lot.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll be lucky enough and I'll be able to take a trip up there. I can swing by and see you guys at the same time.
Road trip, and see, we're only, what, 45 minutes away?
Yeah. Well, it all depends how fast you drive.
Yeah. on those Wales country roads, probably not very.
No, it's basically...
It's all on the motorway.
Yeah, it's basically you don't... we go down an A road by you. 10, 15 minutes, we're onto the motorway. Down the motorway, 5, 6 junctions down the motorway.
And then not far.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Then up a dual carriageway, and you're there by David.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I might have to make the trip then. That sounds...
it would be worth it, definitely. I need to
have some savings first, though.
Yeah.
I'll
make the trip worthwhile, I don't know.
The thing with David's is... Drop the missus and the kids off in the McDonald's. That's opposite David's.
Yeah.
Where he is. And then you could trundle over and take a pop. Like.
I think the kids and the wife are probably kind of what be just as interested as I am, to be honest. They're pretty good. They get stuck in quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're slowly getting there. The daughter's pretty good. It's good. So what are your plans for the next, not this year, but up until, like, let's say Christmas next year? With your breeding, expanding at all?
If the TSK doesn't go
this year,
then we may try it again.
Yep.
Next year.
Or possibly the special.
Possibly the special.
I think that's all.
Genetic stripe.
That's all it's going to be. Oh, maybe the albino.
Yeah, we do have a high contrast albino that we are looking to put to a Bongo, Black Pastel, Red Jean, Enchi, Leopard, Het Albino.
Right, okay. Well, I wish you all the best in trying to ID those once I come out.
And that one of the parents of that is a possible autumn son.
Okay.
That came from David's, and that was my birthday, wasn't it? Me and the oldest daughter went down, didn't we? And Amelia went down.
Yeah.
I messaged David, oh, any chance I could pop down and take a look? And David pulled him out, and the oldest daughter was like, can we have it? Can we have it? Can we have it? Can we have it? So, no, just like, you don't want to disappoint them, like, can I?
Yeah, that's fair enough,
An animal with all that amount of genes and, you know, it's worth a go with, like.
Yeah, yeah. So when's your Het Pride stuff due to sort of be upsized? Is that this coming season, like the next season, or a couple of years?
He's now my female, what is she?
Lesser.
No, Pastel.
Oh,
Pastel. She's Het Type 4 Het Pride.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping next year she will be ready. We've had a nightmare with her. She went off food for nearly a year, so she's nowhere near as big as what she should be.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, I've got a few different Het Pride males I can try with her.
Were you thinking about buying a double Het Hypo Pride boy for
we
her?
We got one.
Oh, okay then. Just want to get exercise first then.
That was an OPC before.
Remember SWC?
No. That was enhanced morphs. I had to go to Eddyford to get it, didn't I?
Yes.
It was. That was an OPC before Christmas. That was just before Christmas.
No, that was our bargain. He was only 80 quid.
That is a bargain. Is he 100% double hat as well?
Oh, no, he's paid.
He's a pastel paid.
Oh, yes. That was the one that you sent me the link for. Better. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was well cheap. I should have bought the other one. I would have bought the other one if I had any spare cash at the time.
I couldn't believe it when I seen it on Morph Market. I actually messaged him and said to him, have we got the prices mixed up? No. I said, right, I'll have it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, that's a cracking looking snake, that one.
So
it sounds like you've got a pretty good couple of, like, this year, next year, plans going well, providing everything grows up.
Yeah.
What about the next 5 years? Where are you guys hoping to be?
I just take year by year at the minute.
Yeah. You have any sort of long-term plans, anything growing up? Like, I've got, like...
You want your ODs and your highways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got my highway little army.
Yeah.
It's to say, and I want to plug away at that.
Yeah.
You've got your paid, all your paid bits and everything.
I just need to do something with it.
Yeah.
Just need them to grow a bit.
I know the feeling. I've been chasing pies for the last few years now, and I'm still yet to hatch one.
I know. I remember the first time we started talking, and it was our first season. Well, our first season, and you were waiting on a Het Pride clutch, and she reabsorbed.
Yeah, and she did the same again last year as well. So this year we've got three more Het Pides. So hopefully one of them will have a clutch.
We do have, what have we got? Aurora, isn't it?
Arroyo
from Tony Gator, Alto Pythons.
Yeah.
We have got a male and a female of them.
That's the Aurora gene.
Yeah.
I've heard of that a few times. I don't really know much about that one. I keep seeing it pop up on Morph Market.
Yeah. The super is called the Rio. Oh,
okay.
So hopefully we'll have some Rios.
Yeah.
In a few years.
Oh, that'll be nice. Hopefully that'll be one. Because, like I said, I've seen it pop up a few times now. So hopefully that will be one that sort of grows with popularity and is a bit more common as you're growing. And then hopefully Justin will release a video. It's just in time as your clutch hatches.
Yeah. As soon as he releases, off it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You get the Justin effect.
Well, he needs to release a video on Mocha then, because I've got five of them sat here now.
Yeah, send him a DM on Instagram.
what was it? Red Stripe.
Yeah.
Gravel Red Stripe. I picked up off just, when was that? That was September. I was over my birthday. And I messaged another one, messaged David, are you busy? No. Is it all right if I can pop down? Yeah, no problem. And I seen her there. I did Gravel Red Stripe. Gravel Red Stripe Phantom it is.
Yeah.
And I seen her there and I thought, oh, I like her. I really like that. And then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later or whatever, in the mix, Justin released a video on Red Stripe. I think it was in Clown or something like that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Red Stripe was gone crazy. And I'm like, I got one of them in a rack.
I bet you when you did as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Just reading my notes. Sorry. Still got to get used to this, keeping the conversation flowing without reading what I'm doing at the same time. But I'm getting there. I think we're pretty much about there towards the wrap-up sort of stuff. Before we do wrap it up, obviously, let's go through your socials. So you're on Instagram, and you are on Morph Market as well?
Yes, we're on Morph Market.
Although I think there is only one snake on Morph Market at the minute.
Well, that's right. It gives you time to update it.
We're waiting for the babies, I think, now, because the market is a bit weird. It is.
Yeah.
I think... Just put the weight on the babies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all right, what are they, 90 grams? 90 grams, you know. Yeah. You're not going to release them anyway until they're 100 grams. Yeah. So
they've all had over 5 strike feeds. They're on, I think, about 10 now.
Yeah, yeah, so they're growing nicely.
Over 100, I don't want to let them go.
No, I'm the same. I don't let mine go until they've at least 100 grams.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they are beautiful. So if anybody wants to have a look at S&J's Mocha or Mocha combos I got for sale, go and drop them a message on Instagram or maybe pop on their Morph Market at some point and they might be on there.
They are on Instagram. There's pictures of them on Instagram.
Yeah.
We haven't put them on
Morph Market, to say, till
probably the end of next month.
Yeah,
I know then they'll be up over that 100.
They can go straight then.
But they are really nice, to be honest. Like the Mocha stuff, I've never heard of.
To keep one. Yeah. And the two Cine Mochas that I liked, I was like, ooh, which one am I going to keep? Whatever one's a female, and they're both males.
Yeah, it's always the way. I bet this year I hatched loads of tides and they all turn out to be boys. And I want girls.
David, when we went down on the weekend, David said to us, because it was a late season clutch.
Yeah.
Late season clutches often turn out to be males.
Okay.
Yeah, and KRK, is it KRK pythons? He was doing a live last Sunday afternoon.
And all his were males.
And all his popped out, all his albinos popped out, and albino pides. Yeah. Two albino pides.
Yeah.
And they were all, that was a mostly male heavy clutch as well.
Yeah. So were all your hatchlings males, or was it just those two you want to keep?
We've got one female.
Out of six, is it?
Out of six.
That's bad odds on the sex, on the gene, on the sexes, isn't it?
But like I say, you've got to learn somewhere with it all.
Well, exactly. And you still produce some healthy looking babies this year,
And I know I'm sex now because I've been taught.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Taught by probably one of the best as well.
So happy days. I now know I'm doing myself.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Only on babies, though.
Sorry, say that again.
Only on babies. I can't do anything bigger than hatching.
I can't do it on adults.
I was watching Billy done a video on finding the ear pocket on a fully grown one.
Yeah.
No chance. There was no chance.
So when you were taught to sex, were you, are you popping them or are you probing them?
Popping.
Yeah. So yeah, I can, I think I can pop anything up to probably, I don't know, about 300 grams. I don't really like doing it after that.
Yeah.
And then anything after that, I get probed, but I don't like probing myself. I've got a friend that can do it, so I take them down to him. Just because I'm not particularly comfortable sticking a metal thing inside them.
No.
But yeah. Right, before we get on to the wrap-up questions, is there anybody in the hobby that's particularly helpful for you guys or a bit of an inspiration that you want to shout out at all? If not, doesn't matter. Gavin.
Gavin's been an Gavin the ball steer. He's been an absolute gem.
Yeah.
Can't fault him.
David as well. Neil's been really friendly.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, and yourself.
Thank you. Always sliding
into Ben's DMs. I need help.
It's normally going, oops, I've bought another snake.
Yeah. Oopsie.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Right, so the wrap-up questions. It's a nice little thing I like to call Hall of Shame and Hall of Fame. So all I need you guys to do, we'll start with the Hall of Shame and we'll finish on the Hall of Fame. So to start with the Hall of Shame, I just want you to pick out something. You can do it individually or you can do it as a pair. Something that you really don't like in the reptile hobby, whether it's an item, a piece of advice, Facebook, anything like that. Something you want to put in the Hall of Shame and then never have to deal with it ever again.
Can it be a morph?
It can be whatever you want.
Oh, it has to be a spider.
Yeah? That's fair enough.
It's got to be the spider for me.
Yeah.
Spider and Facebook, I'd say.
Yeah, there's a lot of toxicity on Facebook.
I think I'm only on Royal Connections, Galathuses. I think that's the only one I'm actually on.
Yeah, to be fair, that one's not a bad group at all, but there are a lot of them that are really bad. A spider, I can see exactly where you're coming from. I've had a few spiders, and visually, they are incredible, but...
It's just the issues them, I think, is cruel.
Yeah.
To the actual snake keeping it.
Yeah, no, I've seen some examples of spider morph that have absolutely no issues whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then I've seen the other end.
David says that he has had spiders down there with no neurological issues at all, but he have had other spiders there that are
really, really bad.
Corkscrewing.
And that's the problem, like until they come out the egg, you don't know what they're going to be like.
Yeah.
I would agree. It's one of those things that it's probably better to stop reproducing them than it is. I can't see any benefit of continuing to reproduce them, to be honest. But then I have to say, like, the bumblebee was one of the first morphs I had ever seen and went...
Yeah, well, you did. What was it? 20 years ago, they were 15 grand or whatever they were.
It's mental.
Yeah.
But then times change, don't they? So moving on to something a little bit more positive, the Hall of Fame, something, someone, a piece of advice, anything that you want to put in the Hall of Fame that if somebody was new walking into reptile keeping and they could walk into the Hall of Fame, this is all the best bits ever. What would your best bit of reptile keeping be?
Don't be afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
As
it's been said a lot of times, no question is a stupid question. We've all got to learn somewhere along the line.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And obviously you guys have had quite a lot of, let's say, hiccups in the first couple of years.
But I'm glad. I'm glad we've had such a pig's year of it.
No, I think you're...
To learn what we have learned through messaging yourself, messaging Gavin, messaging David, whoever we've messaged, and, you know, they've all given advice of which ways they do it. So we've had numerous bits of advice put in the pot that we can go from.
Yeah. And if you hadn't asked the questions, you'd have never have known.
No. Never known whatsoever.
Yeah, so your Hall of Fame is don't be afraid to ask for advice.
Yeah.
Which I think that's absolutely fantastic. Okay, so that is pretty much us done. We've been going for almost an hour. So we're going to say goodbye. So thank you very much for being on.
Thank you for having us.
No worries. It's been absolutely fantastic. I've really enjoyed having you guys on. I am just now going to say goodbye. I'm going to kick you out and then I'm going to finish off. All right. And I will catch up with you guys soon. So,
okay, brilliant. Thank you, Ben.
No worries. Speak to you soon. Bye. Cheers. Bye bye.
Ta-ra.
Well, there we go. That was Sarah and Jason from S&J Royals on Instagram. All their links are in the video description and should be in the descriptions of all the audio podcast things as well. I hope you enjoyed episode 2 of the Rep Chat podcast. Like I said at the beginning, there is a link in the description for Buy Me a Coffee. If you wanted to support the podcast a little bit more than watching. If you can't afford to, don't worry. Obviously, there's a cost of living crisis and no one's got any money. But what you can do for free is go and subscribe, give me a like and a review on any audio platforms. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts and any other major podcasting platform. So, yeah, our next episode will be out in a couple of weeks. We are going to be broadcasting every fortnight on a Saturday at 5:30 p.m. So until then, that is me. Thank you very much, and I will catch you guys next time. Ta-ra!